So what are we going to talk about today?
Hi, everybody. It's Addicted to Disney, the podcast. And today we're talking about all things Disney characters.
Ooh. So it's all about Mickey Mouse.
It's not just Mickey Mouse.
What characters?
Characters are characters from Disney films and franchises that you can go and have meet and greets with around the park.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of characters. You have Star Wars characters, Marvel characters, princesses, Olaf, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Pluto,
Donald. I think we got the message.
Characters.
So how do you find these characters?
Characters can be found in a number of ways. Generally on the parks apps. Now, both Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World have an app. And they have on there all their information of what's going on in the park. So generally, you can find out where they're located on the app. However, the app isn't always accurate for timings or locations.
Sounds like Disney IT.
Yeah, it's good old Disney IT. We love Disney IT. Generally, they have various meet and greet spots around the parks, depending on timings, depends what characters are there. Some in Disneyland Paris, people always ask, where can I find Mickey Mouse? Mickey Mouse has got a house at the back of Fantasyland, at the back past Dumbo's, near Toad Hall, which is basically meets Mickey Mouse, and that's where you can meet Mickey Mouse in his dressing room. So it has some of his costumes and his Fantasia hat and that. And you can do your meet and greet with Mickey Mouse in the dry, in the warm. In Florida, he has his own meet and greet, which is just on Town Square. And just as you go in, on the right. And then other locations, Olaf has his own beach backdrop.
Let's not talk about Olaf.
That's why we're not talking about Olaf. You know you love Olaf.
I'm saying nothing.
Mr. Disney loves Olaf. He really does. But you have Olaf has a meet and greet, and it's generally at the moment, I think it's his in summer outfit. In summer.
In summer.
I'm being glared at now.
It was your singing.
I lost my train of thought now. All right, Olaf. Yes, Olaf.
Olaf in summer.
Olaf in summer, yes. He has his own meet and greet. Princesses. There's a variety of ways of meeting princesses. You can meet princesses at character dining, which we'll get onto in a bit. Or they just pop up. Yes, you do get the odd pop-up character as well, because otherwise you'd only have about four or five characters out if you look at the apps. But generally speaking, on a good day, there can be about 15, 20 characters out and about in the parks.
Okay, so I just turn up to meet these characters?
No, you don't turn up to meet these characters. You have to join the queue.
Oh, God, here we go. Queues. Genie Plus?
Genie Plus works on some of the character queues in Walt Disney World, but it doesn't work on Anna and Elsa in the Norway Pavilion, guys. Sorry. With Anna and Elsa, you are going to have to be prepared to wait. And in Disneyland Paris, it is a case of you have to join up and join the dreaded queues.
We love queues.
And some of the more popular characters, especially a certain blue alien called Stitch.
Howl.
His queue can be anything up to 3.5 to 4 hours in length.
3.5 to 4 hours?
3.5 to 4 hours.
People are queuing for 3.5 to 4 hours to see Stitch.
Yep.
Man.
Yes, they are. Yep, they are. But they're Stitch fans.
I'm a Stitch fan. I'm not going to queue up for 4 hours. You just jump to the front of the queue, say that you're a fan.
No, you can't jump to the front of the queue. The only time you can go push through the queues is if you have a disability access card in Disneyland Paris. But you do actually have to book an appointment to go back. And these appointments do go very quickly. As in, on very busy days, Stitch's appointments for the whole day can go in like 10 minutes. So if you get there to join the queue for an accessibility return time, and there's six or more people in front of you, be prepared, you might not get a time.
Okay. So when you get to meet a character, what do you get to do?
You get to hug. I love giving character hugs. And no, guys, characters aren't just for kids. Us grown-ups like to do it too.
Oh, you'll start them off again.
What? I love hugging characters.
People
you give them a
complain.
You can give them hugs. And one thing Disney have is they actually have the hug rule. Whereas when you're hugging a character, they won't stop hugging you until you stop hugging them. So you could hug them forever if you wanted to, within reason.
I'm going to test this.
You're going to test this? Yeah, but every time you go anywhere near like Olaf, you don't want to hug him.
I'll just give him a gentle hug.
Yes, you do give him a gentle hug.
Around his neck.
Yes, Mr. Disney and Olaf. don't mention that's known. But yeah, no, you can give them a hug. You can talk to them. You can interact with them. Depending on the character, you get some interesting interactions back. You can get autographs. They can sign your autograph books with a picture frame. You can get T-shirts, autographs, backpacks, you name it. They'll sign it within reason.
Within reason? Is there anything they won't sign?
Oh, do I have to say?
Body parts.
Yeah, body parts. Although some characters don't sign. Be prepared. Buzz Lightyear doesn't sign. Chewbacca doesn't sign because he's a Wookiee. He'll just look at you and go, ah. And Darth Vader will just look at you and use the Force and that's it. You get Force choked.
I'm just imagining Vader signing something. Okay, so signing, what do people generally bring to sign?
People generally bring a notebook or an autograph book or a cardboard picture frame. And then you have to bring a pen. Now, guys, can you remember, some of these characters have got big fingers and big hands. So bringing a nice little fine little pen is not the way to get an autograph. You want something that's a chunky pen. Sharpies, I find, are the best. And I also like taking different colours. So I get characters to sign in different colours as well. And also, if you've got more than one pen, at least you're covered if the pen runs out. Which has happened to me.
Yeah, when we say Sharpies, we mean normal Sharpies, not the super giant jumbo Sharpies.
No, normal Sharpies.
I did see on one of the Facebook groups this week that someone was actually saying, how many pages should I reserve in my autograph book?
In fact, I've got 6 or 7 autograph books now.
You seem to take one autograph book.
I have a new one per trip because I like to date my trips because you never know which characters you're going to meet. One day you can go in a park and you'll meet Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy. Another time you go in the park and then you'll meet Stitch, Olaf, a princess. And then you'll go at Halloween season and suddenly you've got Jack Skeleton and Sally, Oogie Boogie. Or if you go to an After Hours event, which we have done too, occasionally if you get the cast members that are looking after their characters in the right mind, you might get the odd rare autograph.
What's a rare autograph?
Rare autographs are rare characters that aren't out all the time. Now, one thing I have discovered since going to a couple of After Hours events at Disneyland Paris is quite often you'll get characters out that you don't see on a general basis. They have like the daily characters. You'll normally have, say, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Mickey Mouse, Stitch, Peter Pan and Wendy. Those kind of characters, sort of the classics. Rare characters are like the more rarer characters from the film. So if you're lucky, you might get a meet where suddenly you've got Stitch and you've got Angel. Now, if you don't know who Angel is, she's Experiment 624 and she appears in the Stitch cartoon series.
She's Stitch's girlfriend.
She's Stitch's girlfriend, Booty Boo. You might even get lucky and get people like Launchpad McQuack. And if you're really lucky, you might even get the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. My favourite.
Okay, can you take pictures with characters?
Yes. Yes, you can take pictures with them. And some of them also have photographers with them as well. So if you've got photo passes, be prepared to do lots of your best poses. And the photo pass photographer generally will take photos during the whole interaction as well. So it's not just the pose for a picture. They'll take multiple pictures during your interaction and time at your meet. And of course, I have Mr. Disney who takes extra posed photos for me as well.
At least if I'm taking the pictures, I don't get to be in them.
Except when it's Stitch and Olaf.
Yeah, I get dragged into those ones.
But one of the best ways to find and meet characters is to do character dining, which we love doing.
Character dining?
Character dining. Mr. Disney quite likes character dining because it means he doesn't have to stand in queues for hours with me to meet.
He really hates standing in queues.
He doesn't like queues.
No.
So character dining is really good fun. You do get to meet sort of 4, 5, 6 characters at a time. They can be themed. Now, in Paris at the moment, there is only 3 character locations for character dining, which is the Royal Banquet within the reimagined Disneyland Hotel.
That's that really, really expensive one.
Yeah, it's the really expensive one that's just reopened. And believe me, it's nice, but they're, to get an appointment and to go in to have a restaurant reservation there is not easy to do. You have Plaza Gardens, which is where you can either have breakfast with characters, which I do on 2 sittings. Now, the 2 sittings are 8:15 and 9:45. And guys, just remember, the 8:15 sitting, if you're not staying in a Disneyland hotel, they're not going to let you into the park because they do actually say that that is for Disney guests only because they get extra magic hours. And there have been times where people have been turned away. So just be prepared when booking your character breakfast. You also have Auberge de Cinderellian, which is Cinderella's restaurant where you have dinner with princesses, which I quite like as well.
Yes, she quite likes that one.
So do you. And then in America, there are loads of places to have character dining. And I mean loads. Our first trip to America, it's like, I want to do that one. Yep, going to go there. Want to do that one. I think it was character meals nearly every day when we were out there.
Yeah.
In terms of places to have character breakfast in America, in Disney World, one of my favourites is Ohana, which is located within the Polynesia Resort, where you can have breakfast with Stitch. And it's one of the only places where you get to meet Lilo. And the other one I really, really like is Topolino's in the Riviera.
Are they the ones that also gave us the autograph cards?
Yes. In France, you just have your autograph book and the characters are signed. But in America, the characters still sign. But you also get given postcards with pictures of the characters on and autographs on. So they actually make quite a nice extra souvenir. And they're nice to put in your autograph books with the characters. So you can say, oh yeah, I went to, say, Garden Grill, which is one of the other character meals in Epcot, and I met chipmunks. And look, there's a chipmunk's autograph. They're just really nice keepsakes. And also, you're not pressurised then to have an autograph book, although I do like having my autograph books. One of the things they do have in all the Disney parks is they have a one character room. Now, you only find one Mickey Mouse, and this basically relates more to the Hero Six. So that's Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and Pluto. You only really have one of the Hero Six out in any location at any time. They only have one Mickey Mouse out, one Minnie Mouse out, one Goofy out, one Donald Duck out. Otherwise, you'll just be walking around going, oh, it's Donald. Seeing him again. Oh, Donald's back over there again. And it also is for the smaller children where suddenly they go, Mummy, you says there's only one Donald Duck, but I saw him over there and now he's over by Phantom Manor. That kind of thing.
That's because he can run.
Or swim on the lakes.
Or swim very quickly. Do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. Be courteous in the queues when waiting for a character. Don't queue jump when waiting for a character. And trust me, I have seen it happen. Don't leave the queue and then suddenly think you can go back into your spot where you were before. If you leave the queue, guys, bye-bye, you're at the back. Also, don't try to be too rough with the characters. You've got to remember the characters are actually people.
No, they're not. They're characters.
They're characters.
Stop spoiling the magic.
Characters have feelings too.
Especially Gaston.
Yes, Gaston.
Gaston has been known to get rather shirty with people who get slightly more interested in Gaston and his perfect looks. There's a few YouTube videos out there where Gaston has basically almost thrown people out of the park for being a little bit amorous, shall we say.
And then we won't mention Olaf's nose.
Yeah, we won't mention Olaf's nose.
Why won't we mention Olaf's nose? What is it with you and Olaf? Oh, I know what it is. It's the time we went to meet Olaf. And my ears fell off, and you put my Disney ears on, and Olaf laughed at you, isn't it?
I'm saying nothing.
He got laughed at by Olaf.
No comment.
And also, you do get to meet characters on the cruises as well. The characters on the cruises are slightly more organised. They do have schedules, like in the parks that appear on the apps, but they also are a bit more organised in how they do the queues. They'll then start a queue. And then, in fact, if you're waiting to see a character, say, Minnie is out, and then the next one who's going to be in that location is Donald, they'll then say, right, you're the last Minnie, right, you're the first person for Donald. 90% of the time, it does work, but it does occasionally break down. I'm not going to mention it too much about it, but it got interesting whilst queuing to see Stitch.
Who was one of the most popular ones on the cruise.
Yep, and I started queuing because I knew he was going to be popular at least an hour ahead of his slot. I was second in the queue, and then the CMs changed over managing the characters. They went away with the second queue. And then suddenly my one-hour queue turned into a two-and-a-half-hour queue.
It's a good thing I don't go queuing on those.
No, you don't. Mr. Disney basically says, right, where are you going? I'm going to see characters. Okay, see you later. Bye.
I don't do queues.
You don't do queues, no. You do characters, though.
I do most characters.
And the other thing they do on the cruises I really like is the Royal Gathering, which is basically, generally on a sea day, they'll do what they call a Royal Gathering in the ship's atriums, where you get to meet four or five princesses all at the same time. And it's very well organised. You do have to reserve this to book the slot. And you're going to get a time to go and do your Royal Gathering. And you get to meet four or five princesses. Now, I really like doing this because I do like Disney princesses.
They are quite cute.
I think maybe I want to be a Disney princess. I don't know.
I don't think the practicalities of the dress really work.
No, I don't think they would. But no, it's just a really nice way that they do it. And it is organised. And they have like all the music from the Disney princess films playing while she's doing the meets and the characters, and they do spend time with you. It's just really nice. It's just like that little, tiny little extra bit of magic, I think.
Okay, so what are the top tips for someone who has never been to a Disney park or a cruise, etc., etc., but wants to meet characters? What should they be doing?
First up, look on the app. Now, the apps do become your friend. They are listed on the Disneyland Paris one. If you go to the map and then change it from icons to list and then scroll across the characters, you'll find the times and locations. And the same for Walt Disney World. And on the cruises, it will be on the Navigators app. So that's the first thing. Look on the apps. Also, think about which characters you do or don't want to see and prioritise. Now, some characters are only out in the morning, some are out all day, some appear in the afternoons. When you do get to the character, be organised. When it comes to your turn, be ready. If you've got your bags on your back, take your bag off your back. You can pop it down on the floor by the photographer. Have your autograph book ready, open, and your pen lid off. And if you're going to be using your own camera as well as the PhotoPass camera, have that set and pass it to the CM. And yeah, just enjoy it, really.
And be prepared for queues.
The only thing I would say is characters find it fun when you're dressed up or you've got something on with them on. On a recent trip, I bumped into Chip and Dale and I had a Chip and Dale t-shirt on and they loved it. I also had it before when I've gone to meet Jack Skeleton and I've had Jack Skeleton. I think it gives the characters a little bit of a buzz that, oh, you've come to see me and you've got my apparel on. So yeah, I think that's the only other thing I can think of, really.
Okie dokie, so I think that's the end of the podcast.
That is the end of character. So if you've enjoyed the podcast, download, subscribe, follow, you know the rules. If you want to see some videos on characters, go have a look on my YouTube, because a lot of my videos do have character meets in them. And we'll catch you on the next podcast. So I was Kaz, aka Mrs. Disney.
And I'm Mr. Disney.
And we'll see you on the next one. Chat to you laters.
Bye.